Hey there, everybody. Welcome back to NFTAO. My name is Eason, and so very glad that you all are back. Thank you for joining me again. Before we get started today, let's talk about what's happening in market news. Bitcoin is up. It's up to $42,000 at the moment. It's up about 1.5%. Ethereum is at $3,144 again, up almost the same, just a little bit more than Bitcoin in percentages there. XRP is almost at 74 cents. It's down about 0.5%. Solana is up just over 0.5% at $136.66. Terra is at $79.77, up 3%. Cardano down 2.38% to $139. And Dogecoin, if you're a Dozier, is hovering at 16 cents. And when it comes to metaverse tokens, you guys know that I love my Decentraland, Mana. That's up less than 1%. It's at $2.80, which is great. And you know that token, Monero? If you don't know about it, head on over to coinmarketcap.com, click on the projects and look up Monero. Do a search for Monero, M-O-N-E-R-O, and look it up. Monero has a very interesting use case, and I'm always super excited when I see these tokens that have really high value and really interesting use cases. Monero is one of those. Yeah. And speaking of interesting use cases, let's dive into some NFT news. Singapore has shut down crypto ATM machines after the central bank crackdown. The Monetary Authority of Singapore has reportedly decided to shut down cryptocurrency ATM machines. According to Bloomberg, to comply with new regulations issued by the Monetary Authority of Singapore, MAS, Singapore's central bank, cryptocurrency ATM operators in the country were forced to shut down their operations on Tuesday, yesterday. The move is part of a broader effort by the Singaporean watchdog to regulate advertising cryptocurrency to the public. On Monday, the central bank released new guidance that bans crypto firms from advertising their services in public places, websites, and social networks. Singapore's souring on crypto, however, is more of a surprise. CoinCub, a fintech startup based in the city-state, named Singapore the most crypto-friendly country in the world back in December. Owing to the city-state's good legislative environment and high rate of cryptocurrency adoption. However, the legislative climate in the city-state appears to be cloudier right now. That's not good. Have you seen those crypto ATM machines here in America, like at the gas station? They're Bitcoin machines. They're everywhere. Here's my problem with those machines. You know, I think what a lot of people who are just getting into Bitcoin will have a problem with as we move forward are all the fees. You feel like you're being fed to death. I don't know. I think that I tried to use one of them and I felt like it's either a percentage of the transaction or maybe the percentage of my transaction was $12. It felt really, really high. And I was like, hell no, I'm not going to use this thing. Which, of course, draws you back to using cryptocurrency exchanges like Coinbase, where, and I know, don't come for me on social media. I do know that Coinbase does charge fees. That's how they make most of their money, is through all the fees. But with Coinbase, at least, if you don't need it right away, you know, kind of like PayPal, you can transfer it to your account in a few days and you can do it for free. So these fees, it's just going to be a fee world, you guys. The fees. Yeah, I see these machines everywhere here in Los Angeles. I do not know how this bodes well for folks who want crypto cash in Singapore. Like, are people using these crypto ATM machines often, or are they just there to like start a wave of early adopters using it to get other people to think that it's mainstream? You know, snowball marketing. Big NFT news today. You won't need crypto to buy an NFT on Coinbase's marketplace. Now, As you may have heard, Coinbase is about to launch their own NFT marketplace. They are trying to jump into the game and knock OpenSea right out of that top spot. And this is really good news. Users can buy NFTs using MasterCard credit and debit cards. Coinbase Global said just yesterday that it will let users make purchases on its planned NFT marketplace through their MasterCard Ink cards without having to own cryptocurrency. The largest U.S. cryptocurrency exchange announced a partnership with payment giant MasterCard yesterday, which aims at simplifying the experience of buying non-fungible tokens, or NFTs. Coinbase has accumulated more than 2.5 million people on its wait list for its NFT platform since it announced the plan last October, making it a formidable challenger to leading platforms like OpenSea. Today, if you want to buy an NFT, such as a digital art piece, you first need to open a crypto wallet. Buy crypto, then use it to purchase an NFT in an online marketplace, MasterCard's Raj Damodaran said. We think it should be much easier. That will ensure NFTs can be for everyone. Under the partnership, MasterCard will classify NFT as digital goods, which will allow cardholders to make NFT purchases through both credit cards and debit cards. A change from the status quo in the U.S., where many crypto purchases are supported with just debit cards. Buyers will still need a crypto wallet from Coinbase or elsewhere to store the NFT after the purchase. MasterCard has been pushing for crypto integration, saying last year that it would begin allowing cardholders to transact in certain cryptocurrencies on its network. And last October, it inked a deal with Bakkt, B-A-K-K-T, the cryptocurrencies firm spun off from Intercontinental Exchange to facilitate consumers to spend cryptocurrency rewards on their debit and credit cards. If you haven't checked out Bakkt, you totally should. It's kind of interesting. If you did not think that there was money in NFTs before, well, if this doesn't change your mind, I don't know what will. Walmart is quietly preparing to enter the metaverse. That's right. Walmart appears to be venturing into the metaverse with plans to create its own cryptocurrency and collection of NFTs. The big box retailer filed several new trademarks late last month that indicate its intent to make and sell virtual goods. And in a separate filing, Walmart said that it would offer users a virtual currency as well as non-fungible tokens or NFTs. According to the U.S. Patent and Trademark Office, Walmart filed the applications on December 30th. In total, 7 separate applications have been submitted. And in a statement, Walmart said it is continuously exploring how emerging technologies may shape the future of shopping experiences. We are testing new ideas all the time. Some ideas become products or services that make it to customers, and some we test and iterate and learn from. The filings are super intense, said Josh Gerben, a trademark attorney. There's a lot of language in these, which shows that there's a lot of planning going on behind the scenes about how they're going to address cryptocurrency and how they're going to address the metaverse, the virtual world that appears to be coming, or that's already here. Well, Josh, it's already here. Gerben said that ever since Facebook announced it was changing its company name to Meta, signaling its ambitions beyond social media, businesses have been rushing to figure out how they too can fit into the virtual world. Nike filed a slew of trademark applications in early November that previewed its plans to sell virtual branded sneakers and apparel. And later that month, it said it was teaming up with Roblox to create an online world called Nike Land. And in December, it bought the virtual sneaker company Artifact for an undisclosed amount. All of a sudden, everyone's like, this is becoming super real and we need to make sure our IP is protected in this space. Gap has also started selling NFTs of its iconic logo sweaters. The apparel maker said its NFTs will be priced in tiers ranging from $8.30 to $415 and will come with a physical hoodie. Elsewhere, Under Armour and Adidas's NFTs sold out last month. Now they're fetching sky-high prices on the NFT marketplace, OpenSea. Gerben said that the apparel retailers Urban Outfitters, Ralph Lauren, and Abercrombie & Fitch have also filed trademarks in recent weeks, detailing their intent to open some sort of virtual store. A report from CB Insights outlined that some of the reasons that retailers and brands are making such ventures are that they can potentially offer new revenue streams. Launching NFTs makes it possible for businesses to tokenize physical products and services to help reduce online transaction cost. And for luxury brands like Gucci and Louis Vuitton, NFTs can serve as a form of authentication for tangible and more expensive goods. Remember, anything can be an NFT, right? The part that makes it an NFT is when you register it on the blockchain. So you've got that beautiful Louis bag, and now that Louis bag has been registered on the blockchain, and we know, hey, in addition to the serial number that's inside the bag, the look, the feel, etc., you bought it on X date, and that's officially a Louis bag. Gerben said that as more consumers familiarize themselves with the metaverse and items stored on the blockchain, more retailers will want to create their own ecosystem. Yes, they will. I think it's a win-win for any company in retail. Even if it turns out just to be a fad, there's not a lot of reputation damage in just trying something weird or giving customers an NFT in a sweepstakes, for instance. Yeah, I think they're smart. I mean, obviously, you need a lot of cash, a lot of capital to jump into some of these things. So, and you need a team to make sure that it works. So the biggest retailers that we've seen are making it work and making it happen and diving in right away. And crypto and NFT companies are still getting lots and lots of investment. In fact, Soros Fund Management and the Winklevoss Twins' venture capital firm are among the investors in a funding round that's more than doubled the valuation of Animoca Brands Corporation. It's a non-fungible token and metaverse company. And so far, they've raised $359 million in a round led by Liberty City. Blockchain industry players have seen their valuations balloon over the past year, with cryptocurrency exchange FTX trading hitting $25 billion in October, and NFT trading platform OpenSea going past $13 billion earlier this month. Animoca is following up an October round that valued it at $2.2 billion, and its new capital raise of $359 million surpasses its full year total for 2021. So it's either a great time to invest or a great time to get a job. Wait, maybe it's a great time to do both in the cryptocurrency industry, invest and work. The Hong Kong-based firm has been signing up popular brands such as football clubs, racing competitions, and entertainment franchises as partners for the creation and distribution of NFTs. It issued NFTs to its investors to commemorate its unicorn status when it surpassed a $1 billion valuation last July. You know, one of the things that I do when I hear these stories, I read the news, is anybody who's getting a lot of investment is the company who I think's bottom line will go up. So these kinds of companies like Animoca, I'll keep on my list and look around. And when you see the token, right, you dive right in, or you look at the companies that are connected to them and dive right in. I think it's a really, really good idea. If you're new to the game, if you're new to the world of cryptocurrency and NFTs, to think about that, that when you see a company that's getting a ton of investment, to start taking a peek at their tokens and some of the other products that they're offering, because these are great investment opportunities. And here's an interesting story about the Bored Ape Yacht Club. Neil Strauss is penning the Bored Ape Yacht Club tell-all. Now, what does that mean to write a memoir about a group of NFT avatars that kind of exist, but kind of don't? Neil Strauss is the author of The Pickup Artist and 9 other books. And he seems to think that writing about this weird subculture is going to be another bestseller. He is the best-selling author of The Game, Penetrating the Secret Society of Pickup Artists, released back in 2005, which introduced the world to concepts like negging and peacocking. Wow, this is totally for bros. Today's show is brought to you by NFTCryptoCourse.com. Are you new to NFTs and cryptocurrency? Are you looking for a course that will give you the basics? You want to start from the beginning. You need to know, what is the blockchain? What is an NFT? You need things spelled out in black and white so you can look at it in front of you, study it, and learn it. Well, if that's the kind of support you need, head on over to nftcryptocourse.com, where you can get step-by-steps, you can get worksheets, you can get ebooks, you can get guides. You can get the kind of NFT basic education resources that you need. Head on over to nftcryptocourse.com and get started. And now for the show. Okay, let's get to the interesting part. Basically, through the clever use of NFTs within the Bored Ape Yacht Club ecosystem, when you purchase an ape, ape owners purchase the right to enter the Writer's Room 2.0, essentially a group conference call with Strauss. If you're an ape who splurges on a top-tier yacht NFT, then you get to be an actual character in the book. Your Writer's Room NFT gives you voting privileges, letting you shape the narrative of the book. It's easy to be cynical about a book of fake apes, but when you think about this as a concept, it's kind of a cool idea. It is disruptive that if artists were to launch a set of NFTs and then through the club, right, if I belong to the George R.R. Martin or to the Stephen King or Octavia Butler, or Ava DuVernay, you guys get it, or Reese Witherspoon. When you purchase one of these NFTs, you become a member of the club, and via the project's rewards, you could be offered a reward like this. This is a very concrete and very specific example of a group of creative people who are using NFTs and the wealth they generated through the NFTs to recruit a blue chip best-selling writer to conjure up a book into the world. Yes, the book will be about fake apes, but that's just another form of fiction. I agree. I think this is an interesting concept. I know that a lot of NFT projects, you know, want the rewards for owners to one up the next, right? Like some of them have charities that they donate to. They have funds that they where they invest in authors or artists, or in, you know, just in communities, they do charitable donations. Right. You know, like members of the Bored Ape Yacht Club, you know, you also get certain privileges. So I think that this idea of, you know, a membership of things is really cool. And I think for authors in particular, this concept is kind of a great way to raise money. You know, in a world where blockchain is decentralizing a lot of things and people are self-publishing, this would be a great way to raise money for book club or book tour. And to do a lot of things for the marketing. So this could be great. I like this idea. You know, again, there's a lot of LA tech guys doing this, right? Silicon Valley tech guys, New York tech guys, Miami tech guys doing this right now. You know, these are the guys who are leading these companies. So hopefully as it trickles down to everyday folks like you and me, we've got these awesome use cases that make a lot of sense. It really does remove the power from the overlords, the gatekeepers. And I mean that in a very serious way. You know, when it comes to, you know, book publishing, right? Like now you don't need to wait for a Random House or, you know, a book company to say, hey, your book idea is great. You can self-publish, right? Amazon allows you to self-publish. There are so many platforms. So I think in this way, especially with NFTs, this is a great way to raise money for other projects. You know, imagine if you're Chuck Palahniuk and you want to make a movie, but maybe no one knows who you are. And, you know, your book Fight Club is really good, but you need an agent to take you seriously, or you just need to raise money for this book, or you just need to raise money for this movie. Movies cost lots of money to make. There are investors. And so, again, this is a great way to raise capital to do those things, especially for cheap movies. I always think about horror, right? You can make a low budget horror movie that does really, really well. This is a great idea. I like it. And more everyday people cryptocurrency news. Millions of unbanked people have joined El Salvador and NetKey's government-backed Bitcoin wallet called Chivo. In September of 2021, El Salvador announced that Bitcoin and the US dollar were now recognized as legal tender throughout the nation, marking the very first country to accept Bitcoin as a legal currency. Since the adoption of Bitcoin, El Salvador has been purchasing large swaths of Bitcoin and making announcements of its purchases. A goal of adopting Bitcoin was to offer digital banking to millions of individuals in El Salvador that are unbanked or don't currently hold a bank. El Salvador's government partnered with the digital identity provider NetKey to create the BTC wallet Chivo that now has onboarded more than 4 million new users. As an incentive for people to start using Bitcoin as currency, the government rolled out a $30 airdrop in Bitcoin to anyone using the Chivo wallet. We're actually going to talk about airdrops. That's our word of the day, airdrop. And what's an airdrop? An airdrop is when crypto projects send free tokens en masse to their communities in a bid to encourage adoption. The government rolled out a $30 airdrop in Bitcoin to anyone using the Chivo wallet. The announcement claims that the rollout of the new BTC wallet has onboarded 70% of the previously unbanked population throughout El Salvador, and now BTC is being used regularly to pay for meals at restaurants, shopping, and retail stores. That's pretty cool, isn't it? I like it. I like it. I like it. You know, my only thing about stories like that is we know that transaction fees can be so high. You know, a transaction fee when you use your card at the store here in, you know, a transaction fee when you use your card here at the store can be 3%, right? They build that cost into whatever you're purchasing from your store. And they build that cost into whatever you're purchasing from the store. So with Bitcoin, I can't imagine someone just using it to buy something at McDonald's or to use it elsewhere because the transaction fees don't always make sense. Not for everything. But this will be interesting. Again, there are so many tokens out here with lower transaction fees. I really like Solana for that reason, right? They're pretty low. Those make sense. But maybe we'll just get to a point where we're just all used to the transaction fees. You know, the other really great thing about utilizing these technologies, there's no overdraft fees. So the billions of dollars that the poorest of the poor spend in America on overdraft fees will go away. And I think because of cryptocurrency adoption and companies like The Block encouraging people, that's Jack Dorsey, who used to be the CEO of Twitter, who launched Square. It is now called Block. I think that's one of the goals, right? To get mass adoption going. And people are just going to, you know, instead of having checking accounts, use these things, right? Because now they come with a debit card. So why wouldn't you? So there's no reason to accumulate all those fees. I read an article the other day that said the poorest 10% of bank account holders are responsible for like $28 billion in fees. Bank of America has announced that it is reducing its overdraft fees starting in May, I think to $10 per transaction. And Capital One Banking has led the way by just removing them completely. Yeah, I think it's pretty silly that people should pay $35 for a transaction because it doesn't go through, especially when these transactions are $8 or 10 bucks or however much, right? Like that just keeps poor people poor. Because if they had the 10 bucks, then they wouldn't have overdrawn, right? So it'll be great to see how this all works out. So what is a crypto airdrop? Into the scene, if you have jumped onto Twitter and you've started to follow some of the popular accounts, if you are on TikTok or on Instagram and you followed a new project and you're seeing them say, hey, or you may have even seen ads on one of those platforms where they say, hey, we have a whitelist coming up for folks who join our Discord and who follow us on Twitter and on Instagram and on TikTok, right? They want to get you to follow on all platforms. And then they also say that they've got an airdrop coming up with free stuff. Now, where do you learn about these airdrops? Well, one of the places, as I mentioned earlier, you can learn about these airdrops via ads that you might see in your feed if you're being retargeted on a platform. Dapp Radar also has a section, dappradar.com, where they announce airdrops that are coming out. And what's good about these things are not only are they getting you or giving you free things to get you interested in talking about the project, but when they increase in value, you won. You scored. Crypto users that frequently interact with new and existing platforms will likely receive an airdrop at some stage. Airdrops involve blockchain-based projects and developers sending out free tokens to members of the community as part of a broader marketing initiative. The main idea is to send newly minted tokens to hundreds or thousands of different wallet addresses in the hopes that the recipients will be more inclined to engage with the corresponding project, even if it's only to learn how to cash out the free tokens into something else. This concept is similar to finding a free discount card in your mailbox to encourage you to visit a new store in the area. I would say it's almost like getting that $10 off Bed Bath & Beyond coupon. Because, right, maybe you don't go to Bed Bath & Beyond, but $10 is $10. However, crypto airdrop isn't predominantly about making the recipient spend money, but rather about raising awareness for new projects and services. And in most cases, a crypto airdrop is issued to users in exchange for completing a certain task. These tasks involve certain things like following an account on social media, sharing or retweeting one of their posts, including hashtags, sending or receiving a transaction, particularly a crypto platform or wallet, and finally, or creating an account and signing up to receive the updates. There are also instances when a crypto airdrop may be issued to users without needing to do anything. So why do crypto airdrops exist? The primary reason for organizing a crypto airdrop is to promote a blockchain startup. And by issuing tokens to those users, the team can bootstrap its project and ensure a fair distribution of tokens among its community from day one. These tokens are incentivized to increase awareness and help the project reach a much larger audience once the tokens begin trading on an exchange. And the more interest surrounding the token, the more likely it will rise in price. So an example of that is I'm going to launch the NFTAO token. And for all of you who are listening, I'm going to have an airdrop. Follow me on all the platforms. TikTok, Instagram, Spotify, right? You follow along. And then for everybody who follows and you drop your email address, we're going to send 500 tokens. Well, then now, right, I've got 1,000 users who all have 500 tokens. And then once we launch, well, one, if you decide to sell them immediately, that's trading volume, which appears over on the trading sites, right? So we'll see the trading volume. We'll also see it is being pretty active. Then this may encourage other people to buy or sell. So it's really about the awareness that comes from people engaging with it. So how do airdrops work? And are they legit and safe for you to use? Well, there are multiple ways to conduct a crypto airdrop. Some have users complete small social media tasks, as I've mentioned before. Some of them automatically distribute tokens to people who have a particular asset on the blockchain. So for every address with a balance of 0.01 Ether or 0.05 Solana, you may get, you know, a part of this airdrop. Now, airdrops aren't risk-free. Because people are receiving free money in their wallets, there will be airdrops that are nothing more than pump and dump schemes. And more specifically, the creator who issues a token and hopes that there'll be enough hype around it to have it listed on an exchange. And then once the tokens begin trading, the creator sells their sizable portions of tokens, crashing the price. Another potential attack is called the dusting attack. A scammer will send a small amount of cryptocurrency to a small unsuspecting user to erode their privacy. And then the attacker will track down the transaction activity of the wallet's tokens distributed to de-anonymize the person or the company operating the wallet. And finally, since airdrops are considered income by the IRS, it means that whenever you received any amount of free tokens, you'll actually need to pay tax on them, whether you wanted the airdrop in the first place or not. Here are some examples of crypto airdrops. Okay, so what's an example of a crypto airdrop? So OpenDAO's airdrop of SOS tokens rewarded all NFT creators, collections, collectors, and enthusiasts who had previously made transactions on OpenSea. And recipients didn't have to do anything other than manually claim the token from their website. The airdrop helped OpenDAO grow its Twitter following to over 60,000, and more than 120,000 addresses claimed the token. A similar initiative came from the GasDAO, which issued the GAS token on the Ethereum blockchain. Anyone who paid over $1,559 or more in gas fees, right, that's transaction fees, on Ethereum was eligible for the airdrop. And with tokens claimable via their website, more than 57,000 addresses claimed the airdrop. The gas token provides voting rights in the gas DAO, which aims to be the voice of the Ethereum network's active users. And a third example is the Lux airdrop orchestrated by LuxRare team. LuxRare, by the way, is a brand new marketplace that has knocked OpenSea out of trading volume over the past couple weeks. We'll see if it does it overall for the month. Users holding the Lux token receive a share of trading fees generated by the LuxRare platform. Additionally, users can stake Lux to earn more tokens. Staking, we'll talk about that too. If you don't know, again, what some of these terms are, remember that you can go on over to nftcryptocourse.com and you can get the ebook. Get the ebook. You'll never miss a term again. You can also take the course over on nftcryptocourse.com, the intro to crypto. Yeah. Now, how can you become eligible for a crypto airdrop? You can find dedicated crypto airdrop websites. So how do you find all of the crypto airdrops? Remember, as I mentioned earlier, you can go over to sites like DappRadar, which has an airdrop section, and you can sign up for airdrops there. You can always live on social media and check out the hashtag airdrop. You can also be an active user of just crypto, right? If you use crypto products, services, and platforms, you'll start to see it. And then just start looking through forums and looking at news. Airdrops are everywhere. It's a word almost like NFT drop that you'll start to hate. Kidding. But they are everywhere. The main requirement for receiving a crypto airdrop is just to have a cryptocurrency wallet with a balance. And where do you store your airdrop stuff? Well, if you've got a wallet, right, that's where it goes. So your MetaMask wallet, your Trust wallet, your Wallet Connect, that's where you'll keep your airdrop stuff. I mean, you can use a regular old exchange address, but it's not really good for airdrops. You want something full-throated and fully functional. Yeah, I like MetaMask. The guys over at Consensus are great. They're also expanding rapidly and doing lots of really good things. This is great. Airdrops, everybody. Airdrops. Okay, that's all the news that I've got for you guys today. If you need some more support, head on over to nftcryptocourse.com. Check out the course. Get the ebook, get the step-by-step, and get the support you need. If you are an artist, we've got NFT for Artist course coming up. Also, if you need the ABCs of NFTs, that's also over there as well. And we're still looking for sponsors. If you'd like to be a sponsor on this show, feel free to email nftartofficial@gmail.com. And let's talk. It's early days, baby. All right, my name is Easton, and I'll talk to you guys soon. You can follow us over on Twitter at NFTArtOfficial on Twitter. You can also follow NFTArtOfficial over on TikTok, and you can follow NFTArt.official, the dot's important, over on Instagram. All right, I will talk to you guys soon. Bye-bye.